Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Did not mean to laugh so loud. What's going
yes,
on?
Did. Yo, what up, everybody? This is another edition of The Menu. Brother B, Mika, Big Red,
Hola.
And Nicole running late. And we in the house.
And that's
what
a
up,
damn
y'all?
Shame because I told you I was running late tonight. Damn.
No, I know that. I know that. I was just, you know, throwing on the music and just vibing out.
Really?
Yeah, basically.
I'm like so confused because I haven't heard the theme music in so long. I didn't know what to do with myself for a moment. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, me
neither. Hello, the queen is here.
Oh,
no,
damn.
Big Red.
That's
what
right,
Red?
Big Red. The overweight lover, I'm here.
You are a hot
what
fucking
up,
mess, and you're here. Shit, man.
Oh, wow. And now we got
what's
that applesauce on the line. That applesauce coming
hello.
On, too.
Damn.
Oh.
Hey, that applesauce.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Oh, you fucked, bro, because now all the boards are here.
Yeah, all the boards are here.
Wait a minute. Before we get underway, so, first of all, what up, Big Red? What up, Bad Applesauce? What up, Mika? What's going on?
What up?
And once again, what up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio World. It's The Menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. Now, I want to talk about this drink that I've been experimenting with. Fireball?
Ew, really?
Really?
No, I had to. Well, I took a shot of it, and the shot was good to me. So I decided to just go get a bottle just to try and see what I can do with it. And
that's like Goldschlager, though.
Yeah, well, I just try. Listen, you can't be top shelf all the time. Sometimes you got to take it to the ghetto.
That's right. You got to get that ripple out.
Yeah.
You know what?
Ripple.
Stop playing with me because I was looking at a bottle. Stop playing because I was looking at a bottle of Cisco the other day. Stop playing with me.
Where?
Dude, I was in Brooklyn.
Listen. Next
that
time
hurt.
You see a bottle of Cisco, let me know where it's at. I will go get a bottle. I will go get some Mad Dog 2020. Just for
all
the
right. I love that.
Wait, stop, because I've
yeah,
got a couple stores over here that
up.
Sell. There's a store in Jersey
what?
City that sells that. All the flavors.
Yeah,
what, Mad
no,
Dog 2020?
Mad Dog flavors.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Got to take a ride.
Love that
stuff. Red, we got to take a ride.
Yeah.
We got to take a ride, man.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
It's in Jersey City. As a matter of fact, it is on Mallory and Iggy Avenue in Jersey City.
I haven't been out there over that area so long, but I'll find it, though. I'll find it.
It's not that.
Yes,
we're
going to find it.
It ain't that hard.
Find
it ain't even
but
that
no,
hard.
I was experimenting with the Fireball, so it had some recipes. So I only picked, like, three to try. So one was with Mountain Dew, the other one was with Coca-Cola, and the other one was, I didn't actually try it yet, but you mix it with some milk and chai latte tea.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Oh, my God.
I heard that one was good. I heard that one was good.
With the tea, right? With the tea, right?
Yeah, with the rum chata.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, with the fireball.
Rum chata.
The fireball with
with the
rum chai latte tea and the milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's it called. What's rum chata? What the hell was that?
Rum chata.
Rum chata. It's like a Bailey's.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's way better than Bailey's.
It has a hint of
coconut to it. It has a hint of rum to it. It's really, really good, but it's creamy and it's smooth. Nick, we should have got rum chata when we was in Pittsburgh. Why you ain't
right? I know.
Yeah, man, that kinky was good.
Yeah, when y'all thinking cash.
I ain't giving up any more of my recipe. Because I was mixing that with something else, but I ain't mixing them no more.
Who were you mixing
recipe.
It with? I'm saying, son.
I had some other stuff. I mixed some stuff. I didn't mix the fireball with the Baileys. I will try it though, but I mixed something else with Baileys, and it was an ass kicker. And there's another drink called Velvet Sin, but they don't seem to sell it in New York. The closest I found it was somewhere in Jersey.
Well, you know why? Because Jersey is a state full of alkies. I know this because I've become a heavier drinker since I've moved to Jersey. I've been here for a very long time. Listen, it's bar, church. Bar, church.
Listen, I ain't mad.
Toxic waste dump.
Yeah, I ain't mad. I mean, it is what it is. You know? But how everybody doing?
I'm sorry.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of having a moment because I'm watching Coming to America and this Soul Glow commercial is on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Coming to America.
Listen, I came upstairs
That's
so I don't
movie.
Interrupt anyone. And I happened to put on VH1 Classic. And that's what's on right now.
That is my movie, boy.
Actually, mine is Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights, yeah.
Because
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Listen, when Della Reese was fucking Eddie Murphy up, I'm sorry. It was awesome. It's a thing. Because I understand that.
Real quick before we get into this topic. You know, I've been, once again, and I'm not going to stay on it long, and I really don't want to, but I just have to say, listen. It amazes, to a degree, it amazes me, but then again, it doesn't. Because if you notice in the alien movies, they always come in and they're knocking off the humans because they're stupid.
Okay.
My thing is this. Like, yo, use your illusion. Do not subscribe. Yeah, do not subscribe to everything that you see. But I love it when people see something and then they turn around and they want to say this, that, and the third, and racist this and racist that. But then they see something else and they say, well, maybe this person wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing, and that's the way this happened. Listen, if you wasn't there for the audio, or if you just, if certain things just look obvious to a duck, it is what it is. But don't try to assume that something is what it is. Prime example. I had somebody, there was some video posted up on Facebook, and it was some black kid that was punching some old white woman. And, you know, somebody made a few comments on it and said a couple of things. And I'm saying to myself, well, I don't never see these people chiming in on when one of these so-called, you know, assholes in a uniform shoots an unarmed black person or assaults, you know, somebody else, you know, with excessive force. I don't see them saying anything about that. But you want to pick on, listen, certain things you just can't pick and choose. It is what it is. We all know racism exists. A lot of people want to act like it don't. And a lot of people that want to act like it don't, a lot of them are not black that want to act like it don't exist. So listen,
I don't
do
know,
me a favor.
Little Wayne, man.
Well, listen, listen.
He's blacker than night, really? And he's sitting up.
Listen,
listening.
He don't even think, he don't think rap even exists. Cause you hear how he hear him. He don't even think rap exists. So.
I've got to say this. I've actually never heard him try to rhyme or want to rhyme. I've never heard him. I look at him and I automatically think Predator. So I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you. Well, you have to realize I have two young sons, and at one time when he was kind of popular, that's what we were hearing in the house, and or that's what I was hearing in my house. And like I said, you know, he doesn't even know what real music is or what real rap is. So how do you expect him to even look at himself as in being black, or it doesn't affect him or anything? And that's the problem. It doesn't. They don't feel that these things affect them, and this is why these kids don't feel these things affect them, because they don't have nobody telling them that, yo, yes, it does affect
Red.
You a lot.
Red. This may be a little dart that I'm throwing, but look at him.
Mm-hmm.
What could affect him? Look at him.
I'm sorry, what? Exactly. I've looked at him.
You know what I'm saying?
I've had nightmares.
Yeah, exactly.
He should really be on an episode of The Walking Dead. Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome.
Where the hell are you at, Nick? Get your finger out there.
She's probably laughing at us at the moment.
Put the cup down, Nick. You sure you're here?
Hey. Leave Nick alone, because I've got my cup up.
Listen, I'm definitely drinking. I'm here.
Well, you ain't
salute, Nick.
It's the same thing all the time. I mean, you know, what more can I say? It's the same shit.
Well, for those of us that have our cups tonight, raise your hand. Salute. Enjoy.
Like, who's going to see us raise our hand?
I can burp for you.
Heckle, you really got to be that analytical right now.
Food.
You don't need to be that analytical.
Yo,
Nick, you know what? Wait, Nick, take 3 shots of that tequila for me.
Oh, I'm going to have another gathering so we can actually play cards. We didn't even get a chance to play. We was acting up until 6 in the morning.
Well,
damn. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I'm
going to
be
invited.
Wait, I'm going to
be invited. Nobody invited
you
me.
You can come.
I left early due to the fact that I had
something
to do.
I don't want
to.
I'm mad now.
Wait a minute.
I'm mad now.
But mind you, she's going to show up anyway with a box of something talking about, hey, you need to come to Jersey for them patty pies. Dude.
First of all,
freaking Patti LaBelle things are. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I ain't eating that stuff. First of all, stop. Let's get back to this get together. What get together? How could we come if we wasn't even told about it?
Because it was
my
birthday.
Well, I'm glad I celebrated your birthday with you.
You know, you can dance.
I didn't think that.
Wait. Listen. Wait a second. Listen, I was lucky I got a chance to travel to get out there. Don't get on. Listen. Don't even act up, because not for nothing, she may not have had it to begin with. Everybody had, listen, one of the girls had just come off of work.
Listen, you're making too many damn excuses. You're going to have
I'm making excuses, I'm being honest.
I don't want to hear that.
Listen.
Don't hear that.
It wasn't
whatever.
On the weekend. It was
mm-hmm.
on the Wednesday.
Okay, it was midweek.
Listen.
That'd be the best time you have.
Okay,
that'd be the
listen,
best time when you do it out
listen,
of blue.
Some of us that have little children, you know.
That's you.
Following my head right
you,
now.
You ain't got no damn little children.
And Brother B,
listen,
you're not
I got
a 7-year-old.
Brother B
is not reliable. Many a time we're supposed to do something
and
you always cop out.
Whoa. First of all, how am I unreliable? When did this start? When did I cop out?
And for the record, guys, you're listening to the menu.
You cop out? The last time we all were supposed to go to this sex shop, you was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Then the last time
clearly,
we
this is a dysfunctional family
was like,
version
oh, blah,
of it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Cop out.
Well, to be honest with you, well, check it out. Listen, you know what? And I was probably working then. I ain't worked in like 2 damn months. 2.5 months. And shit, I've been
through. Hey, wow.
Don't agree to something
listen,
you can't do, and you agree,
been,
and then at the last minute, cop out. So that's why you don't get in no more invites until you can man up and
Nick, let me tell you something. Nick, listen, listen. Let's
come over there
and
put my drawers in your face.
The next time, you super. Nick, next time you do a get together, I'm going to make sure that he comes because I'm coming. So if I'm coming, he's going.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, shit. I'm coming, he's going.
I feel really bad now. I think we're going to go sit in the corner.
Anyway, let's get into this damn topic.
No, but we're going to do it because I have my Uno cards ready. I wrote some house rules.
Oh, come on, you're killing me.
So I'm going to do it again because I still have that tequila, Mika. That tequila is going to be for the cards.
How is that tequila, by the way?
I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to save that for the cards. For the game.
Wait, you ain't even have one of the bottles?
No, I'm going to save that. I'm going to get y'all bitches drunk.
Shit, I'd have cracked some bitches that same night, but I'm a lush, so that is.
No. Keisha, I hope you got a driver's license.
Hello, public transportation, dude. Hello, public transportation.
I do have my permit.
Got my permit. Listen,
listen.
I have my license.
No, you in the car.
I have my license.
Then Denise left, and everybody else stayed until 6.
Hey, listen, and I have my license. I won't drive under the influence, though.
Right.
You're not supposed to. That's very good.
No, because
I'm
drunk.
Who said I was going to be driving under the influence?
Well, you wasn't looking at another alcoholic with a license. You tripping. You'd have been crawling to the train station like I damn near was.
Like Stevie Wonder said, don't drive drunk.
Okay, because he can see the road.
Remember that song you made, don't drive drunk.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm done with y'all.
Mothers
okay,
against the drivers, man.
Yo, we keep going in right now. I can't with this.
I can't come right now. I'm grounded.
Well, you know what? Okay, so.
What right now?
She grounded.
Yeah, she said she can't talk right now. She's grounded.
The cloud is not aligned in order to that, so I can't come out. But if we make it another day, then I could come out. You're like, what, nigga? I'm like, you know what?
Well, she's like, what the hell? I'm going to fight you, Nick. I can't believe you just said it. Brother B, you missed the whole thing. Let it go. Just
it went straight over your head.
Did that have something to do with me?
No.
Didn't he say he wanted y'all to go out for his birthday that Saturday? And dude, they never call you. He put it out there, yo, we're going to go out drinking. And he ain't never said nothing.
Damn, she's in you right now. What the? Okay.
We got to get to the topic. Tonight's topic.
We got to get to the topic.
The next topic.
We
got to
table this.
The love is gone.
Uh-huh.
What's up,
that's
y'all? Y'all rocking with the menu.
347-244-3395. That's it. See, you know what? It's amazing.
Mika, and Big Red, and Brother B.
It's amazing how our dysfunctional family issues end up turning into a perfect segue for a topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the love is gone.
Why men can't
after
speak
the love
their
is
words. That should be a good topic. Why men can't speak their words. I can't speak to my word.
That's not an issue. But it's just that.
Three times you played on us.
You see what you done did?
Hold on.
He's a flake.
I have a 13-year-old and a non-cooperative kid's mother. So baby mama.
I guess what else they have?
That's the same thing I have.
They have something called the telephone or something where you can text and say, guess what?
No. Sorry. That's a conversation for another time. Because legally, there's no texting. Legally, there's no texting.
Yes, there is.
Legally,
I live in Jersey.
No,
yes, there is.
No, well, maybe for you. Legally, for me, like I said, that's
I live in
story.
Jersey. Everything. You'd be surprised. But anyway,
you're not getting it. Legally.
What am I not getting?
Between us? Yeah, no, legally, I had to put some paperwork because she was sending me some wild stuff, so I had to. Yeah, there's none of that anymore.
TMI.
Yeah, exactly.
What's tonight's topic?
So, after the love
is gone. TMI. Oh my God. Why do I feel like this is a weird time warp right
about
now?
One thing. You talk about one thing. I talk about something else. But yeah, that's what
is
going. The aftermath.
Both of the conversations
of
just melted into one in my mind.
Scary.
So after
now,
the love is gone,
was enough ever there?
Well,
they,
you know what? Me and Big Red was talking about this whole thing about Big Red brought up the situation between 50 Cent and his son and the mother. And, you know, it just makes me think about, it's interesting how two people, when they're together and they love each other and they're this, that, and the third, and after everything is, when beef comes up, they're ready to go at each other. And it makes you wonder, yeah, was the love ever really there? Because there's certain things you just don't do, or you just don't say, if you really can't claim you love somebody. Now,
yeah,
I don't
but see,
know
the thing with that was, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, the Hello? Thing is, it's either one party that still loves and the other one hates. But when both parties on the hating end of it, it's like, wow, like who suffers?
But see,
children involved, children suffer.
Right. But see, that's the thing. See, the thing was with that situation, as I was trying to, well, I can explain it to you more. He was coming at his son a certain way because according to what's been said, I guess, in the media or with them, he basically was taking care of the mother and the son and his oldest son. He was taking care of them. So because like I said, I don't know because, like I said, none of us was there. We only can go by what they're putting out there. Supposedly, the mother supposedly put stuff into the son's head, and then the son started acting a certain way with his father. But in between that time, people would, you know, you would see things saying that, like the boy had a graduation. He graduated recently, and 50 Cent wasn't there for his graduation.
How can you not be there for his graduation?
Exactly. It was other instances, like other things that came up in the boy's life, and he wasn't there for it because of the fact that he has a beef with the mother or whatever the beef he has with the mother or whatever the beef the mother has with him. But just like I explained to, because it was on, a friend of mine had put it on Facebook, and as I explained to him, because a lot of the women were saying the same thing, like, that's your child. No matter what, I don't care what happens or what situations happen, that's your child.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on,
hold on. Wait, finish. No, finish your statement.
I was just saying, as I explained to the guy that put the post up there, I told him, I said, listen, me and my children, I said, your children are your children. I don't know if it's just a motherly thing or whatever. Now, I understand men have their own little thing when it comes to their sons. But no matter what, that's still your kid. And the thing, and the stuff that he was saying to his son, he was talking to his son like he was talking to some dude out in the street. And as him being a public figure or somebody being out there, and, okay, you keep that hood, take that hood stuff and keep it someplace else. This is your kid.
But wait,
now,
okay,
if he came
on.
At you
I,
a certain
you
way,
now.
That's different.
Okay.
Yeah, but
go
see,
ahead.
Now that's the thing. Sometimes it's a one-sided situation because from a person who's been in a situation where you have a mother trying to turn the child against the father, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a delicate situation because you don't want to let off on the kid when the kid says something slick, but then at the same, because you know it's usually the other parent. But see, but what happens when the kid gets older and the kids start feeding into it because they really don't recognize or they really don't know what's going on? It gets to a point where you're just like, you know what? Yo, I'm tired of your effing mouth. Like, you coming at me like it's cool. Like, yo, I don't know what you've been believing or what you've been told, but I've been doing X, Y, and Z. But, yo, check it out. Now you don't see what I'm doing, so let me stop doing it and let's see what you're gonna do then.
So
here's my question.
Sometimes we gotta get wrong.
So what about the mother that has the child, right? She abides by everything. She sends the child over to the dad, and the dad talks mad shit to the child about the mother. Mind you, he's living with the mother, and the mother's been taking care of that child from jump. What about situations like that? Don't you think
that's
a fucked up situation?
That's a wussy. No, that's
I'm sorry, what?
That's a wussy. Only wussies do stuff like that. Listen.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of wussies walking around
here.
They do it.
Thank
they
you.
Do
Ray.
It,
well,
honey.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say. I'm gonna keep it 100 times where my daughter would ask me questions. And
that she shouldn't be
asking. Yeah, that she shouldn't be asking, but it's like, do I lie to her? So she can come back.
Nope,
to me
you
got to
tell her the
truth. So there's times I had to come down Front Street because I remember one day my daughter was like 4 years old. Mm-hmm. She was 4 years old, and she asked me, "Daddy, why don't mommy like you? Why don't people like you?"
Mm.
And I could have just said, "Oh, it's not like your mother doesn't like me, and me and your mother disagree." But I just came down Front Street. I said, "Listen, baby, in life, you're going to come across people that are going to like you for who you are and respect you for who you are, and they're not going to like you because the type of person you are, because some people want to be who you are or be the type of person you are, and they can't. So they're not going to like you. Not everybody's going to want to be your friend." And I said, in this situation, you know what I'm saying, your mommy just doesn't like me for her own personal reasons, but that has nothing to do with me and you. You know what I'm saying? But she started to see things herself. She had to start seeing things herself. Like, there's times where her mother would do things, and I would have to bite my tongue. And I'm not going to lie, that sometimes I didn't bite my tongue. Because my whole thing is like, yo, how you going to do what you're doing to me, knowing that it's going to affect our kids?
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make
sense. But see, that's the sad thing about, like
you,
I said,
who you getting back, they don't see that.
And I don't, for the life of me, that's why I'm on both ends of the pendulum. I don't understand. If we're going to be honest, let's call a spade a spade.
First of all, I don't condone that whole thing of like daddy not being in the home. Because like I said, my father may have had his indiscretions, but you know what? He was home. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he wasn't. Yep. There. Like I said, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to condone certain things, but like I said, he still made sure mother was taken care of. When he had money, there was money to pay the bills and all
mm-hmm.
that. He made
exactly.
sure that, you know what I'm saying, he was busting my ass about homework and everything else. He was there. Now, my whole thing is, most dudes, there's dudes out there that feel the need to abandon the home. Like, yo, come on, son. Like, I can understand cats want to do them. Certain things I can understand. But there's no reason in the world why you should be abandoning your kid or your family for what? The next piece of snatch? My whole thing
is, more often than not. Sometimes it's not even about the piece of snatch. Sometimes it's the, I'm not going to say this all the time, that it happens all the time, but sometimes it's about the other party. Because sometimes it's like you get to a point where it's just like, I can't deal with this person anymore. And
right,
sometimes
it's sad that you have to leave
your kids behind, but sometimes that's what you have to do in order to have peace of mind.
Well, yo, who watched Green League?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I just started binge watching Queen Sugar.
Yo, we gonna talk about that later. But yo, in Greenleaf, the son that was just made the bishop. You see,
mm-hmm.
he's messing around with the white girl, right?
He was messing with the white girl.
Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, because his wife was like, "Yo," but the way she acts, who would want to deal with that? And then all of a sudden, in the last episode that I just saw, because I'm still catching up on that first season. She was like, mm-hmm. "Oh, we need to go see a counselor," and he's like, "Nah, I don't want to see a counselor," because he's just like, "It's just too far gone."
But
and
they,
it's like,
oh,
no,
I can't tell you. Did you see it yet?
No,
I've not seen it. I'm not going to say that. Okay,
you can say what
okay,
you want.
Ahead.
It doesn't matter to me because I'll still watch it. I don't even care. I'm one of those people.
I don't want to spoil it for him. I'll let him go ahead.
Spoil it for me. Watch your step.
Nick, are you still there, Nick?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay, Ash versus Evil Dead starts Sunday, just so you know, okay. Hey, don't judge. Ash versus Evil Dead, do you remember the Evil Dead movies?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so Ash versus Evil Dead starts this Sunday. Don't judge.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying.
Oh, that's that guy, that white guy. What's his name? I forgot that guy's name.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But,
okay, I'm just
to me, that's what I'm saying. That type of situation, because that chick was, she was off the hook.
But you know
what?
That's
why
the sad part
is off the hook.
The sad part is, you know, not for nothing. Relationships are just going to suck. And, you know, once the love is gone, you have one or two ways to end the shit, as far as I'm concerned. Peacefully,
mm-hmm.
or with both relationships end in pain, tears, and restraining orders.
But see, you know where the pain, tears, and restraining order come from. You know where it comes from? Because the other party cannot take rejection. I just finished talking to a friend of mine about that. She's going through the same situation that her children's father. He is so bitter and angry
mm-hmm.
and mad because this girl then moved on. Mind you, he got another girlfriend or a girlfriend or whatever.
Hello.
But he's mad. But this comes from because they cannot take rejection. I've been through it with my older son. My older son's his father. They don't know how to take rejection. They don't know how to say, okay, this is over. Let me leave this person alone. They don't know how to do that. So they're
going to
try everything and anything in their power to make your life miserable. They don't care what it is.
Big Red, you ain't never They're gonna
try to make your life miserable because they cannot fathom the fact that, oh, that person doesn't want me anymore. Oh, I'm being rejected. That's because you've been rejected all your life. That's not my problem. That's a problem that your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, grandma, somebody should have took care of when you were younger. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
So wait a minute. So, okay, that applesauce.
I'm here.
Could you? Are you weighing in on this? After the love?
Yeah.
Huh?
As long as kids is not in play, I can answer the question. But when you bring the kids into the picture, I'm not in that.
I got you. With the heavier stuff, like when the kids are involved. But, okay, so no kids involved, Nick? What you going to do?
Yeah, but no kids involved. Y'all got an apartment together or y'all living together or, you know what I'm saying, it's something going on that's been going on for years and then all of a sudden, kaputs. There ain't got to be no kids out the deal, but, yo, like, anything to me over, like, 4 years or 3 or 4, or anything over 3 years, really, is a strong investment. And when two people split after like 3, 4, 5, 6, or whatever years, like, yo, there's a lot to lose. There's a lot to be lost besides time.
Listen, at this stage in my life, 2 years.
And it all depends on what happened in that relationship. Because sometimes you turn angry and bitter on the way they did you. You understand? All I know is y'all friend did a violation that should have had him 6 feet under. That's all I have to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Brother B, number one, he was always more your friend than ever mine because he was a fucking ass face as far as I was concerned.
How do you bring somebody else into the house and have them spend the night?
What?
Oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, no, that's danger. You didn't cut him?
He's alive?
You didn't cut him?
What? He's alive?
Wait a minute, hold on.
And when I did find out, his mother told him not to come home.
That would have been an episode of Snap right there, and I would have got away with that shit.
His mother is what?
His mother told him. I called his mother and I told him, "Tell your son not to come home because I'm gonna kill him." And she advised him not to come home because I was ready. We was gonna burn this bed. We was gonna do the burning bed.
Oh, damn!
Damn!
When she brought that nigga in there with the
And the way she did it was so cool.
She said, come on, y'all. We have to barbecue your goddamn father.
Exactly. Seriously, she was so cold
and calculated
the way she jerked his ass. It was amazing.
Well,
I was in awe. I actually was impressed.
Wow. He was only my friend. He was only cool because I felt sorry for him. That was
doesn't matter. You were still his friend.
Number two.
He was a douche monkey. He was an ass face.
I just felt bad for him. But number
why
two.
Why did you feel bad for him?
Because, like, I
he was a fucknut.
Yeah, I knew it. I've been knew he was a loser.
Man, you talking nonsense. Like, the way you made it seem
damn.
Like I was the best of buddies.
That's the way he made it seem.
And then, you know.
That's the way he made it seem. Listen, there's a lot of people that I know that love people.
I'll look for
that
movie.
That didn't want to deal with
him.
But my whole thing is.
The Burning Man.
My whole
thing is,
Amazon. Listen, I applaud you. I applaud
but my
you
thing
for,
is this. That's how people become very angry. Because the only reason somebody can hate somebody so much to hurt them is because they love them. So you understand? You can only hate somebody you once loved.
Pretty
so
much.
The hate grew, you understand? So the hate grew so much until he was almost worth going to jail for. You understand what I'm saying? I was contemplating doing time.
Yeah, see,
because,
you know what?
Because he fucked with me mentally. You know, it's like, yo, not only did you lay hands on me, but you fucked with me mentally. And I think that was the worst of all because you trying to tell me the sky's green, nigga, like all that time? So I really wanted to destroy him.
I was
plotting his demise.
And that is
damn.
Why
well, listen,
I will never get married again.
I just find it hard to believe that he was that type of individual because to me he was a cornball.
I
but,
know, right? But remember, corny dudes are not going to hit another dude. They'll hit a woman. Remember that.
Well,
he
I don't,
lying.
I don't know but to be honest with you, all right, call me what you say what you want to say, but see, this is that proves my theory. I'm not saying all police, but individuals like that, he was a sucker in school. I remember when Dennis broke his leg, he was a punk-ass kid in school, and then turn around, and what does he do? He becomes a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So that just proves the theory of a lot. Some of these dudes out here be suckers, and then they turn around, and they get a little authority, and then they want to try to pull rank. Listen, you still
exactly.
a sucker. You can't joke Jesus. Jesus knew what you did before.
You
did now, going to do what you do in the future. So you still a sucker. And you can still get your
exactly.
money next, punk ass. But I'm sorry. But anyway, I don't. I apologize.
Talk
I
about the love being gone.
How,
see, we should have specified because the love being gone doesn't only apply to, you know, regular male and female relationships. They apply to best friends and. Lack of best friends and acquaintance,
oh,
it just
yeah.
applies across the board.
I got shanked by a so-called best friend, too. And didn't even see the shanking coming.
Yeah,
that's
the
sad part. That's the sad part. When you know what I'm saying? You and two
over
people.
Jealousy. Over jealousy because they didn't want me to have other friends.
Which is lame as hell,
yep.
by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Like,
that's the worst. You know what? That's the worst when you have friends that are jealous because you have other friends. It's like, once again, that also goes back to, now I can't say, like, rejection. That also goes back to you being either sheltered or you one of those, what's some people they call spoiled brat or the only child syndrome or whatever it is.
Hey,
that
well,
you
well,
think,
can't say that I'm an only child and I'm so
but
well, everybody's like that.
No, I'm an only child, and I'm not that bad.
No, I'm saying not everybody's...
You're right.
I'm saying everybody's not like that, but yeah.
I think it's mostly
yeah, that's where it's coming back from. No, hell no. Females is like that. I think more females are like that than dudes are. Are you kidding me? No.
Females are definitely
like that. I have a friend now that's going through something like, once again, going through something like that where it's like she don't have no other friends but that one, like the girl don't have no other friends, and it's like she picked only her, and then my friend goes out with like me or somebody else, it's like the girl get an attitude. It's like, how you getting an attitude over somebody?
She better get a hobby.
Absolutely. I have a friend that I've known since, like I said, we was in first and second grade. Known them for years. They like part of my family. But guess what? She has other friends. I'm not going to get mad if she goes out somewhere with maybe one of her friends. Why should I?
But this is my point.
Why should you be getting jealous?
You'd be surprised.
Absolutely.
People that don't have other friends at all, like this is it. They'd be jealous when that best friend goes and hangs out with other people. See, I don't know what that's like because honestly,
I don't care.
Like I'm an only child.
You'd be surprised
of
how
people that it's like, if you call, you call. If you don't, you don't. Fuck it.
You'd be surprised of how you have friends. I have a friend that I've known for years, or another one I've known for years, and it's like. She's on some, like, I think she's always been on some type of jealousy stuff with me because it's just certain things that she say or certain things that she, you know, like, just certain things that she says and does makes me look at her kind of like, all right, you know, you ain't got to go that far. Like, if I put something on Instagram, she always got to, like, say something like this, make it extra, like, it's like, you don't have to do all of that. Like, what are you doing all that for?
Yeah.
And my friend did that to me, my ex-friend. She was supposed to be my so-called best friend. And I was like, oh, she's just joking and stuff. She got pissed and got mad because my best friend there, Nick Kathy, the one you met, Nika, threw me a housewarming, and she never came.
This was the girl you were telling me about when we were going to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
She got mad.
She got jealous of Kathy. Y'all always hanging out. I was like, well, we have the same days off, and you could come too. And every time
but why
I go
would
to
you
place,
not
China,
hang out?
She'll post something. Oh, I wanted to go there. She got real jealous. So instead of her being and saying, you know what, I'm not going to come, I just didn't hear from her no more. She never came to the housewoman, no call, no nothing.
Yeah, but it's like, why? Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they get
and
like that.
Unbelievable people.
Her, she sent me a nasty text. When you said you was going to Atlantic City, you didn't tell me you was going with your other friends. Like, we're not fucking.
We enjoyed
you ain't
my love.
You ain't doing nothing for me that I need to tell
absolutely
you anything.
Absolutely, You ain't giving me no thrills, so, like, why are you, like, what's
you ain't laying
the
pipe.
Like that?
You got to go away. You ain't laying the pipe. Yeah.
I didn't understand. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think that's I can't deal with stuff like that with females. I can't. That's why I say you talking about guys. No, guys don't do that. That's females that do that
shit. But nowadays, if you notice, guys are catty like chicks are. I know at my job, I deal with that shit, and I'm like, oh, my God, can someone please? Remember when I said red hot poker's in the eyes earlier, Brother B? That's why, because I was dealing with a bunch of bitches. With penises. Physically attacked. Okay.
Well, I mean, listen.
It's all types of fucking relationships, and what do you do? What the fuck do you do?
Well,
like, you gotta, whether it's working with these people or they're actually blood relatives or whatever the fuck the case may be, what the fuck do you do when you've lost all love? When you've lost all love from you, like, fuck it, get hit by a truck. You know, what do you do with that?
It is what it is. Just chuck it off to another one bites the dust.
The sad part is, like, nowadays people, I don't know if it was always like this. Maybe it was always like this. When we were younger, we just wasn't experiencing or dealing with certain issues, but nowadays, to me, it seems like some people are just not worth the drawers that they wear, like the attitudes,
or the air they breathe.
I know that.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's no reason, like I said, it's funny how people want to say, I love you, this is my man, or this is my girl, this, that, and the third, but yet when something goes wrong, it's like this hate something, it just sets in, and once again, it just makes you question, well, was there really love there at all?
Right.
Yep.
Well, you know,
like,
the only question.
Mika, mm-hmm. real quick. Between
okay.
me and another individual other than Dawn, like, we don't speak anymore, and it was over some BS. And I'm sure you probably know who it is. Because we all
I know who
together.
It is. I know who it is, but I never asked about the situation because it wasn't my business. But I know who you're
yeah,
talking
about. Yeah, but I just found it very interesting. And it was a disappointment because to know somebody, to break bread with somebody, to, you know what I'm saying, regardless to what, it was like no homo, but it was a relationship. It was a friendship. Like, we were bonded.
Cool.
We called each other brothers. You know, it's like some people are like, oh, this is my sister. And then all of a sudden, it's like you expect certain things from your family, but it's certain things you don't expect from the person that's not that blood relative that you like, yo, this is my ace right here. It's certain things you just don't see coming. And then when it comes, you're just like, yo, really? Like, you just start to look at everything and everybody kind of differently. Because it's like after 20, 30 years of a friendship, and then all of a sudden, because of some so-called misunderstanding or one person has changed and you haven't, all of a sudden everything is just, like, kaput. It's just a wrap, like, no,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
like, wow. So
and just
you,
like you said,
wonder, was there ever love there at all?
Yep. Exactly.
Well, you know,
and some people
could
be jealous. Some people would be friends with you and be jealous of you, but they being friends with you because they're trying to get into your life somehow. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Well, you know what? I've got to say this, and this is the corniest thing in the world, but you know what? It rings true on so many levels. You always hurt the ones you love. You do.
Yep.
No matter what the I swear to you, this is the most truest thing, and it's annoying how true this thing is, but the people that really can do the most damage to you are the ones that you love. And there's
exactly.
just no way around
that's
that.
Those are the ones that you can hate.
It's easier
yep.
to hate because the
love.
Emotion is that serious. It's
exactly.
fucking the most ridiculous thing, you know? So obviously there must have been that much love where it turned into a form of hate. Because you always fuck the one that you love the most. You always fuck them over. There's just no way around that. Well, I mean, let me rephrase. There is a way around it, but for the most part, that's how most of the hate and animosity develops. It's from situations
mm-hmm.
like that. Whether it's a romantic relationship or a friend relationship or even, you know, fucking family relationship, that's just what fucking happens. There's just no way around that. I'm sure there is, but for the most part, those are the most fucked up relationships. That's where the hate generates the most. And there's not much you can really do about that.
It's just
crazy.
I don't know. I
you know,
just, sometimes you just
that's just what
more.
It is. I think you know.
It's crazy. I don't understand. Like, how do you you know? Like I said, if you were a friend of mine, you were a friend of mine. I'm you know, like I said, I'm friends with people, and it's like I can't see me having that type of animosity. So listen, if you're doing something and you're doing something great, listen, I'm with you. Listen, you can put me on hell, we the hell out. Why would I be mad about that?
Exactly.
But you know what? Not every person can take that. You know, a lot of people have issues with someone else doing a little better. Yeah. Listen, people, I don't know what the fuck happened, but people have just become the worst fucking creatures to walk the fucking
yeah,
planet.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Like, humans just suck.
Yeah, they do.
I'm sorry. I mean,
you can't talk no more. Nobody wants to talk anymore. If you have a problem, you feel a certain way, why don't you come to me and discuss it? And make, cause, so that way I can be like, well, am I treating you that way? Let's talk about it.
You know
you're
why
right.
they can't talk
cowards.
About it? Because they not only are they cowards, but they're too afraid to face the truth because they're lying to themselves. They're lying to themselves, so they're afraid for somebody to give them a truth that they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, nobody
for me,
wants to
I'm
be
like
told
this.
That they're
tell
a coward.
Me. I'd rather somebody come to me and tell me how they're feeling so that way I can let you know, no, it's not like that, or yes, it is like that, instead of just being a coward and just not, you know, that's a bitch-ass move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, reality is that's how a lot of people are. There's just no there's nothing you can do about it. Like, people fucking, they're just the most annoying fucking thing. Seriously?
Yep.
this is why I hate computers, but I love computers. Limits my human interaction. Love it.
I hate you.
Yep.
Which is a damn
shame. They make it this way you don't have to leave your house for stuff. You can just stay in the house
That's
all day or all week or whatever. And
yeah,
you know,
and sit there and judge people and say shit. Yeah, judge people and all kinds of shit.
Judge enough people. Should I judge myself? Oh, yeah, no one escapes me. I'm judging everyone, including myself. Fuck that. But that's a personal thing.
Stupid.
What?
But my thing was,
you
my,
don't
the main
yourself?
Thing was, yeah, I do. Look, I do. Look, I do.
You
Sometimes.
People should read my posts if you don't read them enough.
Yeah, I read your posts. Yeah, me laughing. You see, I'll
be
saying, but you know, listen, I'll be laughing at that stuff. That's
I'm a little
funny
bipolar.
Funny as hell.
Like, who done made her mad now? Like, who made her mad that she had to
go?
Like, what the fuck?
Who
yeah,
made her mad
you,
now?
You be going in.
Oh,
you
saying,
be going in.
I'm just done. Like, okay.
Listen,
me,
I don't blame you because, like I said, I'm sick of freaking people, too.
I'm just done. Like,
I'm just,
I mean,
I'm
don't
just,
you
fuck
know
with
what,
my
I'm,
family. Don't fuck
I'm
with my friends. And eat
the
shit.
Fraud. Well, I'm just sick of, like, it's the fraudness. That's my problem. I'm just tired of people with their fraudulent ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to pretend to me because the whole thing is this. If my thing is unconditional. It's like,
mm-hmm.
We may disagree, you know, me and Bad Applesauce may disagree. Hey, me and Big Red may disagree, but, like, nothing is going to change. That disagreement is not going to change how I feel about you in general. But, see,
mm.
some people get too caught up in their goddamn feelings, and then they allow
yes.
that to drive a wedge into what's going on, and it's not that serious. Because
mm-hmm.
don't let the mistake of the moment cost you a friendship, a lifetime worth of friendship, and it don't make no
mm-hmm.
sense. It doesn't make sense at
all.
I just sit back and I'm just like, yo, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, you know what?
Listen.
Let's be honest. Everybody gets caught up in their feelings, but the question is, how long do you stay caught up in your feelings before you move past it? That's a better question. Everybody will always get caught up in their feelings. It's how
right.
long it takes you to get past it. Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Because I'm the first one to admit I hold grudges, and depending
Me
on
too.
The infraction, that motherfucker
oh,
can yeah. last forever.
Oh, no doubt.
People I've stopped talking to, that I haven't seen them in like fucking 30 years. And if you know what, if I seen them now on the street, we'll know who the fuck they are. Shit, let's be honest. I got
family
like that.
Members.
Shit, I got family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. It is what
yep.
it is.
It is what
but
it is.
But
that's how you got to look at it. It is what it is.
You know, and
well,
you know what the sad
part
is? Because we've gotten so used to living like that, where we've actually had to shut off our own emotions. Like, seriously? To deal with the bullshit that we deal with on a regular basis. You've actually had to become kind of cold. And as you get older,
well,
you get colder. That's what it looks like. Down to fucking shitter. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but no, but
shitter.
the sad part is you sometimes it has to be like that because it's a self protection
preservation
kind of mechanism. Yeah, self preservation.
Yeah.
Because that's the main thing, self preservation. So you gotta kinda protect yourself in with what's going on because if it's like that, everybody will start, you know, oh, well, you know, I can do this to this person. I can do that, you know, and this person is open to get shitted on, so I'll just shit on them. You know what I'm saying? Then everybody come and do it. But see, then when you start changing, then it's like, oh, you're the asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you know,
been the past yep. 20 years, and I'm good with that.
Exactly. You know, then it's like you become the asshole. You become everything bad under the sun. Because why? Because I changed. I had to change. It's, I don't even call it a change. I call it evolution. You have to evolve from the bullshit. So if some
mm-hmm.
people feel the need to start, you know, coming up, smacking you in your face, eventually you're going to put on a helmet. You're going to put something on so you can protect yourself from the bullshit, from the smacks in the face and the smacks in the head. But people, it's like I said, people want to take it the wrong way. And it's like when it comes down to great relationships for the man and man, woman and woman, or man and woman, it doesn't matter. I really still don't understand why, once things split, why does it have to be turbulent? Why can't people just be amicable and go their separate ways and just leave it at that instead of getting all like, oh, next time I see that motherfucker's on, listen, don't talk to me. If we agree to disagree, don't talk to me anymore and I won't talk to you.
Right.
Because my whole thing is there's no need to be cordial anymore. If the line in the sand has already been drawn, there's no need to be cordial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to speak to you. It's not a necessity to speak to you. My life doesn't revolve around you. It's not like if I don't speak to you ever again, you know, like, it's going to be misery and woe. Like, F you. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, keep it just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And when there's situations where you split and there's kids involved, you know you got to keep it cordial, because you got to keep it cordial for the kids. But nowadays, people are just not playing their part.
No, they don't want to keep it cordial. They don't even want to be cordial for the children, because they're letting their anger and their anger and whatever hatred they have towards the other person get in the way of the fact that you have a child with this person. This is a person that you have to deal with them in some type of way. You had love for them at one time. I'm sure you did have love for them at one time, and I'm sure that person had the love for you at one time. But if you're not willing to, just like you said, if you're not willing to be cordial or deal with me on a certain type of level, how do you expect us to deal with each other? How do you expect us to try to co-parent with this child? Co-parent, if I can't even be decent towards you, you can't be decent towards me.
Well, see, and that's the problem, because a lot of relationships, parents in relationships, don't end that way. I got lucky with one, not so much with the other, but you know what? It is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, you learn how to deal. Not that you want to learn how to deal, but you have to, you know? But, oh, believe me, step out of line, I'm going to get you.
Step out of line, I'm going to get you.
I don't play with either one of my kids.
Okay.
Nah. You know, one I don't have to worry about. His dad is good. The other one. But,
well, that, you know,
again.
Some things you got to just chalk. You just got to chalk it up to a lost cause. It's a lost.
This is my point.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Even with doing that, I'm still fucking cordial. Now, y'all know me. Y'all know me for over fucking 2 decades. Y'all know I'm not really that nice.
You good, because I ain't being cool. Listen, it gets to a point where that cordial shit runs out.
I'm tired of being cordial. What Bible do you read?
Listen. This is why I love text messaging. Only form of communication, number one. Number two, I keep it cordial. So at any point you want to try some shit, I got you. Oh yeah.
I don't even want to text you.
Don't call me. Text me. Email. That is the level of respect I have for you.
Act like I don't exist no fucking more. That's what I would like him to do.
Okay.
Act like I do not fucking exist.
I call my family. I call my very close friends. My ex, you don't get that respect. Text me.
I don't do that. My baby mama with me is strictly email. Strictly email.
Would like for the person to act like I don't even fucking exist, but it seems like I can't. It seems like when I act like you don't exist, you fucking just seem to find some type of way to bring yourself out. Just let me know. Yeah, bitch, I'm still here. Yeah, like I really don't want to. I really don't want to be bothered.
But from my experience, you know what bothers me the most is that me and this chick, like, she kicked me out in, like, 2007. and she's still mad, and it's 2016. But the thing that bothers me the most.
Yeah, but how's she mad? You the one that should be mad, not her.
I've moved, there was nothing to be mad. Listen, I stuck around and stuck in there for as long as I could when we was living together for my daughter. Once my daughter was able to say, that's my daddy, and I don't have no other daddies, she wanted to kick me out. Cool. I wasn't coming back. Because that was the third time she told me to leave anyway. But my whole thing was, as long as my daughter knew who her daddy was, I was comfortable with that. But the thing, the sad part is, all these years of turbulence, you kind of miss out on the kids grow. Even though I was always there, it's just you miss out on a lot of fun stuff. There's a lot of things that you miss out on because of the turmoil, because of the beef. And it's like you really didn't get to enjoy those younger years like you wanted to. It's like when two people in a relationship and they ain't got no kids or anything like that, they're together. But when the beef kicks up, it's like you start missing out on everything because you're too busy focused on being angry at one another. And
right.
It's like,
yeah.
Who suffers? The both of you will suffer. And the situation with people with kids, the kids are suffering because the kids is losing out. It should really be no break in anything. You either agree to disagree or just go your way. That's
right,
it.
Exactly.
There's no reason.
See,
there's no reason to be on some hostile shit.
Right, and that's the thing. My thing is this: I'm not, and as I have to, well, I try to, I've tried to explain that to my older son's father. The fact is, I'm not mad at you. I'm not really mad with you. I'm not hostile. But the thing is, but instead of you just chilling and leaving shit alone, you are pushing. And when you push, now you're going to make a situation hostile when it doesn't have to be. All I told you to do is make sure that your son is taken care of, make sure that, you be around him whenever, is needed, and that's it. But it's like for some reason, you couldn't get with that.
Responsibility is a bit.
That's, right, it's like something, some reason you could, no, not the fact that he didn't, no, I'm not talking about the fact that he didn't want to do that, it's just that you didn't want to do that, it's like, in order to do that, I had to be included. No, I don't have to be included in that. Only for detrimental situations, that's a different story. But if
or
I'm
graduation.
Just telling you, right, like for certain things like that, a certain graduation, stepping up day, whatever the hell, maybe a birthday
whatever
or something.
Whatever they call it, man.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. But otherwise than that, when you come to see him, I don't have to be included in that all the time.
Really?
If I can go in another room and you go and you stay in there and you and him have your time or whatever it is, why is it that you got to do that and then you got to find some way to try to include me in that in terms of either getting on my nerves where I have to curse your ass out or I have to let you know that, listen, you can't come to my house no more because you don't know how to, you want to come in when you feel like it and then you don't know how to fucking leave. That's not how that's supposed to go.
Well, put it like this. You got some individuals that still want to, like, all right, I remember one day my kid's mother tried to say, she gave me some news article about, it was from the New York Times. I'll never forget it. It was called Living Together Alone. And I was like, what the?
That's deep. I've been there.
So, and I was like,
yeah, deep, I've been there.
But no.
I think we all have at one point or another.
Yeah, we all have.
But no, this article was about people that were married or people that were in relationships, but they lived alone. They had their own apartment.
Yeah, my mother.
Like, some of them lived out of state. Yeah, there was a married couple, and one lived out of state, but yet they still remained married.
Mm-hmm.
They still saw each other, whenever they could or this and that, but they maintained the marriage. And
you don't
when know. I said, wait a minute. I said, but wait a minute. I said, what the hell are you showing me this for? Because I don't even want to live together alone with you. I don't want to do nothing with you no more. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't want us to be, like, we got a kid together, and that's all I'm concerned about is my daughter. That's that.
Right.
But I'm sure there was a convenience to it, because nowadays it seems like living together with people, sometimes you just need to have your own. Your own environment.
Absolutely.
Not everybody understands or wants to respect what you do, so you just got to have your own thing going on in some cases.
True.
You know,
right. Yeah,
I feel that.
But then, but also on your part, Big Red, this chick also tried to give me another book about blended families. So in other words, we were supposed to go on family trips together, even though we weren't a family. Like I told her, I'm not pretending. I'm not gonna go somewhere with you.
Oh no, no.
And, like you and your man. And my daughter and me and someone else and no,
we ain't doing that.
What kind? This ain't the Brady Bunch.
No. Yeah. I don't believe it. Like a friend of mine,
this
she
is
had
the worst
put up
ever.
She had put something on Facebook the other day. Told my he was coming. He was saying that he lives in New Rochelle. He said he was coming to New York, and he was bringing his son. His son is like almost two. So he said something about even though him and him and the child's mother don't get along, but he wanted her to come along because it's a lot handling the boy and driving and all that sort of stuff. So like I said, of course, most of the females on the page was like, dog, if she don't want to be bothered with you, why would she want to take a trip
and
with
it's
you
not
or
that
two or three
serious.
Hour trip and sit in the car with you?
And it's not that serious. If you don't know how to handle your kid by yourself, you got problems.
Right. Now, that's my thing. It's like, dog, and I didn't comment on it because, like I said, a lot of his friends, like this guy, was like probably in his mid 20s or something. So I just let him have his time or whatever. But they were saying basically, because that's what I was going to tell him. Like, if that girl's not feeling you, why would she want to sit in the car with you for 2 or 3 hours just because you can't handle your son in the car? No, he got a car seat. Put him in that car seat. He's 2 years old. He's not like a small 8-month-old baby. He's 2 years old. Most of the time, he'll probably sleep in the damn car.
Shit.
Exactly. He'll probably fall asleep in the car the most of the time.
Make sure you got some Wi-Fi on there.
But see, my
thing
is, when dudes don't realize when you do stuff like that, that's because there's an ulterior motive with that. And like I said, I've been through that situation where my son's father did the same thing.
Very
he wanted
true.
Me to come with him somewhere. He had at that time he was driving his mother's car. He wanted me and him. Matter of fact, me and him, my son was like, "Oh, Ma, let's get a ride to the store." I didn't want to ride to the store. I wanted to walk because I can't. Just like Brother B said, I can't pretend. But I said, okay, let me get in the car. I said, all right, let me get in the car just to satisfy my son. We got in the car. The father wanted to start all this stuff. Oh, we going to Coney Island. We doing this, that, and other. I calmly said, just take me to the store, drop me off. Oh, you don't want to ride back? I said, no, thank you. I'll walk. No, I don't do stuff like that. I'm not getting in no car with you just to appease. No, I'm not doing that. If I don't like you, I don't. Fucking like you. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I can't pretend. That does not work with you,
Amen.
Okay? Or Big Red.
Amen.
It don't work with me.
Amen.
That don't work with me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shut up, B. You're an ass. You are an ass.
Hallelujah.
A complete
I can't,
ass. Not even happy ass.
I can't pretend. And that goes for anybody. If I'm not feeling you, I'm not feeling you. And I'm not getting in no car with you. Listen, I ain't even walking behind the damn car and you tie my big ass to the car. I'm not doing none of that.
She's a mess.
Listen, if I don't
doing
like
none
you,
of that. Nope.
You are officially an ass now.
I wouldn't waste a good thought. If I don't like you,
that's
I wouldn't
right.
waste a good thought on you. Hell no.
That's right. Sure, I'm going to say that's
right.
for somebody I like.
Hell
no.
I'm going to say that for somebody I like. But, yeah,
but
they don't get that.
And like I said, that's the thing that just really boggles the mind. But it's always that question, were we ever cool? Because it's funny, Nick, how you said that this dude was always talking junk behind my back, but yet he was always wanting, oh, B, what you doing? Or B, come with me here, or come with me there, this, that, and the third. I'm like, well, wait a minute. And but then when you said that, I said, well, he was always talking about my back. I would have never known it unless you said it.
He got mad at me because I defended you, especially when you
because he was a hater. That's why.
Brother B, when you first got your car, he hated you. I was like, damn, can he have something? I said, you know, you got your parents. He don't got his parents. Can a nigga have something? He got mad at me.
But yo, you know what was crazy? I was coming to pick him up one day. I was like, yo, I'm going to come pick
you up.
He said, nah.
You remember when the car stalled in the middle of the street? I was with y'all.
Yeah, because that was my first time learning how to use a 5-speed. So, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, I was going to get him. And this dude, he was like, nah, I'm good. I was like, wow. So, it's like that. I was like, you know what?
Wow.
But you live in
wow.
it, like the parents say you live
that,
in.
He got his Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never seen that. And I ain't believe he had it. Because I ain't never seen it.
He did.
So if you ain't
1997 Nissan Pathfinder Black.
Wow.
See, if you would have never said it, I'd have never believed it.
You missed because of you.
Oh, wow. Oh, because
wow.
of
you. Wow. See how people
love.
He ain't never mentioned no ride until you got one.
Listen, he had a good woman. He should have been wanting to step up his game, period. Not because the next Negro had something that he ain't have. You should have wanted to step up game because you got a chick and you want to do better. You know better,
listen,
do better.
Exactly, not because you trying to keep up with somebody. And that's it, you know, and that's what I say all the time. I say it all the time, and people be like, it goes over their head sometimes. It's like, you don't even have to have anything, and people get jealous of you just because.
It's the way you flow. You have to remember, you can flow through shit smoothly, people are hating because they want to know how you can do it. But what they don't see is what happens behind closed doors.
People
don't
see
the fucking ears you shed. Fuck out of here.
I have people and friends that's doing things that I'm not doing. Honey, they doing vacations. And listen, the majority of the women that I know that's in my age bracket, them chicks is married or getting married and got a man and other. Here I am, my lonely ass with this goddamn
me too, girl.
But I'm just saying, it's like, my thing is, I'm happy for them. I'm not going to sit there and be hating. Oh, yeah, she got me. I'm not with that. I'm happy for you if you doing what you have to do, or you getting ready to get married or have a baby or whatever the hell it is y'all do.
But you have to understand. Shit, I don't do nothing because I can't have none of those. But what I will say is this much. It's very few women that will actually fucking support other women. And that's a whole big issue for a whole nother night.
Oh, yeah.
We are not doing that tonight.
That's a whole nother show, child.
This is what I'm trying to tell. So let's not touch that.
We might have to do it next week.
Oh, yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, because we can't do that tonight. No.
But we sure can.
We just got a topic for next week, folks. Ain't that
stabbing sisters.
Backstabbing bitches.
Backstabbing bitches, exactly.
How you like that?
Backstabbing black bitches.
How you like that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, you got 80s slang with this one. I got to word it another way. I have to word
he
it
He
got to
word it
way.
A different way, unfortunately.
Like
okay,
yeah.
Scandalous gang. You can say scandalous gang.
I said stabbing sisters at first, and this one's talking about bad and black bitches.
I said black bitches. Mika can do it. Mika can get the post up.
Stabbing sisters. Why do sisters? Why do sisters feel the need to stab each other in the back?
This is true. Or scandalous gang.
How about caddy women?
You know what?
I do have a quick question. Why does sisters like trash TV? That just irritates me.
Okay, I'm good.
I just had to let that out.
I can't do it. I cannot
I'm
do
guilty.
It.
Nicole, I know. Like your ratchet television. Sorry.
The closest I get to ratchet television is Empire. That's ratchet
I
enough.
Love ratchet. I love that.
Yeah,
Power. Housewives of New Jersey, Atlanta.
That'll power.
You watch
that's
the
it.
Household? I can't
I
do the household.
I
can't.
I don't know.
It's irritating.
I don't like the rest of that
I guess I have a sense to have a boring life. I want to see these kids fuck each other up. I don't know. I just be laughing.
Okay, I'm binge watching Torchwood again. I have no life.
What is that?
Okay.
What's
see?
That?
Torchwood spinoff of Doctor Who, BBC. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I like BBC.
Some shows on there I can dig with. I actually I've been watched American Horror Story. That thing had
me
falling, boy. It took me a whole week to finish from the first season to the fifth season. A whole week I did that.
Anything after season one is garbage. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? The Asylum was the shit.
God, that was boring.
You know why I didn't like Freak Show? Because that damn chick, she was singing too much in that shit. That shit got on my nerves. Freak Show, but the Asylum
did nothing for me.
Yo, the Asylum was the shit. Yo,
and
that
then fucking Hotel,
was
and now this new one hit. Listen, I'm over fucking
Yeah,
American
Hotel,
Hotel.
I didn't like Hotel either. I think a lot of people only watched because of that damn Lady Gaga, whatever the hell her name is. Yeah, but that Hotel one was boring as shit.
I'm done.
And the new one, I haven't even seen the new episode, so I don't know.
Listen, all I need is Supernatural, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Luke Cage, and I'm
Listen,
good.
All I'm waiting
Let's
for is The Walking
Dead.
Dead. Walking what? Dead. Walking
oh,
Dead.
Oh, girl, yes.
Y'all
yes.
sound real crazy right now.
Why?
Sound real
well,
crazy
listen,
right
listen.
That's all
okay,
I'm waiting
okay.
for.
You say what you want, but you know what? At the end of the day, this is what happens as you get older. You don't want to be in the middle of that shit out there. You would rather chill and
be at home watching my show
for a minute
Yo, listen,
than
I'm,
be
I'm,
out
listen,
there
I'm,
running
I'm,
the streets.
No,
because ain't nothing out there. Don't people
lie.
Love you?
You know, listen, you ain't never lied because, yo, I'm noticing as you get older, it's either about your little weird TV shows or it's like, ooh, what's on sale at the supermarket? Oh, damn, they're having a sale. I got some coupons.
Yeah.
Like,
No. See, I don't have
it
to worry about that.
You know what?
Listen, I stay shopping at Walmart, so I'm good. I have Walmart and this meat market right by my job.
That's right. Walmart.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. Shop right.
I don't have, like, all that going out and
sitting up in these damn bars. That shit is, like, corny because there ain't nobody
in
there
while,
but a bunch
but
of damn Negroes.
Right.
Exactly. The bars at home.
My thing is, if somebody's giving something, like somebody's giving a party, you know, I'll attend, I'll come.
That's one
but
thing.
But I'm not with all that, oh, every Friday. So, like, going to the club, you know what was fun going to the club? Back in the 90s. That was fun going to the club.
Now?
It was fun then. Now? Hell no. Back in the 90s, it was hella fun going to the club back when the music was good. Dudes wanted to actually date you back then. Damn.
Oh, and they wanted to dance. Oh, my God, they could still dance back then. Remember
they
actually
danced with you.
Oh, my God.
Now these
go?
Negroes, all they want to do is stand on the wall, look at your ass, watch you
and
twerk,
they
and you can
to
twerk.
Them a drink.
And they want you to buy them a damn drink.
Nick, you ain't never lie.
They
sure do.
They
want you to buy them a goddamn drink. I ain't buy you a goddamn thing. I buy you a ticket.
Man.
I know where they are. I'll tell you where they are.
Nah, listen.
They in Rikers
Island.
Mm-hmm. The men are in Rikers Island, or they laying up with another dude.
No,
I can't with you. I can't with you. Now, here she goes, going to the pee now.
Well, listen, it's either that or they getting shot. They're getting shot.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. They're getting killed.
Listen, people can keep putting it on, you know, these white cops or these white individuals in these uniforms that call themselves police. They can keep putting them all they want, but when it comes to the state of ourselves, we're just helping them right along with the job. But most of the time lately, when I hear about somebody being killed, it's either some kid that's getting ready to leave high school. Or that's left
mm-hmm.
high school, getting ready to go to college, and all of a sudden, before they start college, they're getting taken out.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't
really hear
a.
But you
there's
know
no
why?
Conspiracy
them
there.
Thugs, listen, because them thugs ain't in the street like that. They ain't in the street. Like, listen, no, listen, who's more valuable? A black man going to school? Or, matter of fact, who's more dangerous? A thug in the street or a black man going to school?
A black man going to school.
That's right. Black man getting educated. That's right.
Yep. Exactly.
That's a
black
rat.
Man that's about taking care of his family and taking care of his black woman.
See, a dude that's hustling in the street, he's gonna die eventually. He's gonna die or go to jail eventually. So he ain't gotta do nothing to him.
Yeah. Well, you know he's helping.
Exactly how they think.
He's helping prove, you know, the other people's theory of how we are lazy,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to do
mm-hmm.
this, and X, Y, and Z. So it's like you
yep.
want to keep the stereotype going. But as for the good black men, the cat, even when Mike Brown, nobody want to discuss how Mike Brown was going to college. Oh, you're supposed to be going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
wants
to talk
about
that. Of
course not, because that would be too much information.
They just want to say that he stole cigars. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like this dude,
you know, you have to understand. Let's focus on the little minor shit that he's done, and let's
mm-hmm.
not pay attention to the fucking crazy white dude that goes into a church and shoots up 9 people. Not like it
mm-hmm.
happened in a time frame, but my whole point is that's the fucking bullshit. I'm sorry, I've got to say this. Those of the lighter persuasion lacking the melanin, which they actually do need because they age really badly. Not for nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. They actually tend to be the most fucking psychotic ones. They snap on a fucking whim and do the craziest fucking shit, and they
mm-hmm.
expect everyone to say it's okay. It doesn't work that way. You're the fucking psychos. How you gonna tell somebody to go back to their country, but you're the motherfuckers that either A, brought them here, or B, tried to steal it from them in the first place.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Period. These are the same people that stole Texas from Mexico. And if you look up the meaning of the word California, it's actually after a black princess. Yeah.
Mm.
See, there are things
I didn't know that
people...
Me neither.
See, I
didn't
read,
know that.
Because I'm a dork.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, sister.
My dork is no
down.
So, yeah, there's a lot of fucking shit that they do that is fucking ridiculous. But they want to portray a certain way. You can't do that. No one's eyes are that closed anymore. You know what's serious? When their owner like, okay, white people are tired of even white people's racist bullshit. I actually had me even going around the other day. What's that telling you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I went on a tangent. I apologize.
No.
I really don't, by the way. That was lip service. I don't give a fuck. Oh, sorry.
Yo, real quick. Wait, real quick. This there was another school shooting. What was that all about?
Yes, there was.
Anybody heard about that?
Oh, I glimpsed at the article. I didn't finish reading it, though. I glimpsed at the article. I literally glimpsed. I didn't fucking finish reading it.
That
hold
was
up,
today?
Wait, yes, that was earlier. Hold up. Was
yeah.
it North
oh,
Carolina, was it? It was North Carolina. Hold up.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do it really fast. Y'all got to bear with me.
Wow.
Y'all can keep talking though.
I just heard about it a couple of hours ago. I'm like, wow.
Oh,
here's like,
he saw the open fire.
Good. That's a damn shame.
Like,
no sense.
It is.
I hate going on the internet. Every time I go on, I see another black person getting killed.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody else. They say another black man got killed. So you know what? This is going to become the norm to the point where people are just going to be numb to it.
Okay.
Right. That's
like again.
Can you guys
hear
me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what's that thing Mary J. Blige put up?
Crazy.
Huh?
Wait.
What she put up?
Okay.
She's like, what is really? Did Mary J. Blige this do that? I was like, is this bitch insane?
What did she do?
Wait, all right. You got to do one thing at a time.
Okay, school shooting.
Okay. Shooting. 14-year-old South Carolina boy shot and killed his father, then drove to an elementary school where he wounded 2 children and a teacher with a handgun before being tackled by a firefighter who helped him until the police showed up.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow, what did he kill his spouse for?
I'm trying to find out.
Not like we really know. But.
He took away his allowance.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Probably.
He said you give me the keys to the car.
Oh, my God.
You didn't make me a snack.
I wanted bologna and cheese, and you gave me salami.
He took it out the will.
I'm not seeing why he shot him. And this
they're
is
not going to tell you why. Not right now.
It's about money or something.
Wait,
yeah, it's something. That's just like with
it depends on the ethnicity.
Exactly. There we go.
Not only that, but that's just like the Sandy Hook. That's just like the kid from Sandy Hook. They never told you why he killed his mother.
Okay, and I've got to say this. There is nothing here that indicates this person has a nice year-round tan, if you guys catch my meaning. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, they ain't no tan.
If he was tan, they would have
mentioned it. He'd be dead.
They would have mentioned it. Or they would have put it out there. His picture and everything. Yep. They would put his picture out there. His height, his weight, his social security number.
How many times
his rap sheet?
Wait, I'm on Fox News right now. We've all called Fox News, right? Fox News, number one. Fox News. Because your news is false. It's full of shit. I have quotes that are more real than news. Okay, wait now.
I don't know why Fox News. I don't contribute to the blindness.
I don't mess with that.
I don't have any more information. Again, it is what it is.
All right, so next
and
week.
And now
we have Mary J.
Blige,
though. Yeah, we have Mary J. Blige. What'd she say? What's going on?
She doesn't believe in racism, apparently. She doesn't believe it exists.
I believe in racism now. I see dead people. Like, yeah, she's going to believe in it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I say that all the time. When people talk about that, I always say they didn't have a nigga moment yet. So,
she had a ruckus moment. She's having a ruckus moment. And Lil Wayne are apparently. Lil Wayne and Bow Wow are apparently
and
having
Bow Wow.
a ruckus moment.
They're having Uncle Ruckus moments right
yes,
now.
Yes, they're having ruckus moments. And we should pray for them and hope their re-vigiligo goes away. Or at least they accept their free regal life. One of the two.
Listen, even when Michael Jackson had vigiligo, but guess what? He knew who the hell he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
He told you. They don't really care about us.
That's right.
Right now.
They don't really care about us.
Hello?
You know.
Although he really shouldn't have had the plastic surgery. Oh, my God. Anyway. Oh,
yeah. So next week's topic is catty women.
Catty
black bitches.
Catty women.
Scandalous gang.
Y'all gotta come up with another topic. Another
scandalous
title.
Gang.
Another title, man.
Scandalous gang. Same difference. That sounds good to me. Scandalous cash. There you go. Crow dags, as my brother used to call them back then. Okay.
Oh, God.
Of course.
Well, less than a minute to go. Thank you, everybody, for chiming in, or that will chime in or tune in or whatever, and listen to the show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
You know,
enjoy.
Mika.
Be safe.
You know, Brother D, Big Red, and the Agenda, a.k.a. Nicole, a.k.a. Bad Applesauce. And we'll be back to y'all next week with another. It's going to be an all-woman topic, and the ladies are going to be running it. I'm just going to sit back and laugh. So,
as you should. Don't laugh. Just shut up. I'm going to do that too.
Have me a drink.
You might learn something. All
right, y'all. You know what? I will. All right, y'all. Later.
Later.
Okay, later, guys.
Later, guys. Later. Later. Later.